Hi, this is Dan Oster of the Discovery Channel team reporting from the Tour de France. Stage one is finally here. Today is Saturday, and the team is ready to go for stage one. The 19-kilometer time trial starts in just a couple hours, and our first rider goes off at 4 o'clock and then goes off every 21 minutes after that, with Lance last at 6:48. Thus, the riders will depart the hotel at various different times in, say, groups of three to arrive at the start line in a small town called Fromentin, and then do their warm-up and not have to be there too long and just do about an hour, hour and a half warm-up before their start time goes. Lance is last at 6:48. Again, looks very confident, very relaxed, and I think, again, anxious, though, to get the race going. Last night was the team station, and all teams are presented to the media and to the fans down at the start line. One of the nice things about the team presentation is that all the teams parked at the team parking for the first time, so there's lots of old faces that kind of come and go. We saw many of our ex-teammates ride by, Levi Leipheimer, who now leads Gerolsteiner, and is one of the favorites, one of the outside favorites for the race, came by and said hello, looking awfully fit and confident. He had a terrific Dauphiné and looks very good. Dave Zabriskie, a former team rider who joined the CSC team this year and actually won a time trial stage over at the Tour of Italy in May, came by and still possesses his offbeat personality, so it was nice to see Dave. Fred Landis went by. Roberto Herrox came by, and all the other riders that have been on this team kind of over the years, so it's always nice to see everybody there. However, the talk of the team presentation last night was, of course, the injury that Jan Ullrich suffered, Lance's chief rival. In a training ride yesterday, he actually went through the rear windshield of the T-Mobile vehicle when it stopped abruptly during a time trial training and literally went through the windshield into the back of the car. Thinking that the injury could have been quite severe, Jan did show up at the team presentation with just a bandage on his neck, so it didn't look too much worse for the wear. But if you take that into account, and then Lance's crash on his time trial bike from about 10 days ago, just getting to the start line is something that all the riders are trying to do safely here. You just never know. The sport is dangerous at all times, especially when you're out there training on the road. So we're excited for the start to happen. The weather is still sort of blustery. There's no rain forecasted for later on today, but weather can change as time goes on, but we'll come back later after the race with a full report. So again, for more exclusive behind-the-scenes information on the team, go to discovery.com.